Podium Audio presents City of Ruin, Book 1 of Ruined Lands, written by Lindsay Pogue, performed by Neil Thorne and Rebecca Woods.
Centuries ago, in the wake of the ingenuity, commerce, and progression that swept the continents, the world began to wither. The skies blackened, water turned to poison, and the earth began to quake. Rich or poor, young or old, there was no escaping the great shift. And in such darkness and discord, the dead soon outnumbered the living. When the Black Country was no longer safe, its people fled. They sailed to distant shores, trying to flee the toxins that leached from the lands. Queen Victoria was the first royal to perish, followed by all 13 of her children. Albert, Prince Consort, was left to rule a dying country plunged into chaos. A man of science and innovation, he led what remained of his people to the underground railways and aqueducts of London to escape the detriments above. But amidst his heroism, Albert, devastated by the death of his entire family, withdrew into a deep depression. Conflict ensued, and, unfit to rule, he relied upon his closest confidants to govern his underground kingdom. Eventually, after great suffering and turmoil, the royal council found a way to not only sustain life below ground, but to thrive, garnering a love among the people far greater than that for the unfit king. And so, the day Albert died, the British monarchy perished with him. The Council of Four elevated men of skill, outranking those of nobility with little to offer the new order. For nearly 300 years, the Council of Four battled uprisings, bouts of illness, and starvation in the dank labyrinth of the tunnels. All hope of life above ground was nearly lost, until one historic day, 75 years ago, when everything changed. Men from faraway lands discovered the flailing underground city and offered it knowledge of the reborn, breathable world above in exchange for men to work the lands the explorers claimed as their own. Accords were brokered, districts were formed, new laws were set in motion, and with the Council of Four at the helm, New London emerged from the ruins, greedy to rebuild what was left of their once great city.
Prologue. Celine. Peering through the cracked open door, I watch my father hovering over my parents' bed. His eyes are wide and his mouth is pursed as he stares down at my mother. Blood stains her lips and sweat still dampens her brow, but her chest no longer heaves. And her lungs, they no longer wheeze. While she is the one who is dead, my father looks much the same. He's dishevelled, his tawny hair hanging messily in his face, and his gaunt cheeks are pallid from lack of sleep. Limbs hanging at his sides, he simply watches, like he's suspended in a moment that will never end.
The world is changing, Celine, and you are meant for more than this place,
my mother told me not two nights ago as she struggled for breath.
I've seen it in my dreams. There will be darkness. There will be fear. But there is hope and goodness. You must trust in that. You must fight for it. You must fight for all of them.
I've cried countless times, locked in the house during the weeks she's been sick, and now, with her fair hair turned to sweaty grey clumps stuck to her face and chapped lips, I know she will never open her eyes again. She will never explain the meaning of her dream, and tears cloud my vision once more. My mother is gone forever. I wipe the dampness from my cheeks and straighten, just a little, as my chin begins to tremble. She would want me to be strong,